Good day and welcome to today's Dr. and Your Health podcast. Today, I am going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is social smiling in infants between the age of 4 weeks to 12 weeks. Let us assume that you've been taking care of a baby since birth and feeding him and changing him, changing his diaper and making sure they're comfortable. All these times, you've been trying to get his attention, singing lullabies and talking to them and smiling to them when they open your eyes. So far, you've not gotten any response back. And suddenly you see the baby smiling back at you or smiling for you. So this is what we call social smiling. When a baby recognizes their parents, their mother, their father, their siblings, their caregivers, and smile at them, or smile with them, or smile back to them. This is called social smiling. Babies cannot express their emotions verbally. If they feel sad or if they are uncomfortable, they will cry. On the other hand, if they feel happy and satisfied, they will smile, especially if they recognize that their caregiver is around, they will give you some smiles. This is what we call social smiling in babies. And it's very important. The smiling usually starts gradually and gets more noticeable. The babies smile and laugh and giggle when they see their caregivers, their parents, and people they know to express their satisfaction and well-being. Babies will be certain age before they start smiling, before they have this expression of well-being. A newborn baby, like a day-old baby, a one-week-old baby, even a one-month-old baby, 4 weeks, might not have this social smile. They might smile spontaneously or reflexively, which is different from social smiling. Social smiling usually begins when a baby is about 6 weeks and ramps up when the baby is about 8 weeks. And by age 12 weeks, most babies are smiling when they're happy. And when they see their caregivers coming, they smile. It's an invitation to interact with them. That is the age at which you look for social smiling, from 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and 12 weeks. Babies can smile when they're in the womb. They can smile at a day old. A 1 week old can smile, but these are not social smile. They smile spontaneously in their sleep. So we have to differentiate between reflexive smile and social smile. Social smile is an interactive smile the baby expresses because they want to engage with their caregivers. It's an expression of joy. I tell parents to take delight in this emotion, this baby's emotion to smile. Take delight in it. Enjoy it. Relish it and participate in this baby's ability to smile with you or for you or in response to your presence. Doing so will help build a strong relationship between you and your baby. This capacity, this ability of a baby who is 6 weeks old, who is 8 weeks old, this ability to look at their parents in the face and smile is a very huge accomplishment in my mind, is a very huge accomplishment which should not be taken for granted. And I think is comparable to when a baby says their first word, which makes parents excited and thrilled, or when a baby begins to walk, the first step the baby takes, which makes parents excited and thrilled. The ability of a baby who is 6 weeks old, who is 8 weeks old, to demonstrate smiling, to smile when they see their caregiver, is a very huge achievement which should not be taken for granted. We're going to learn the reason why it is a very huge achievement. Smiling is contagious. Just like it happens in an adult, when your friend smiles at you, you smile back. Babies usually look at their parents or caregiver's face and they try to mimic whatever their parents are trying to do. And before we know that, they could connect that with happiness, joy, and well-being. That's how they begin to learn how to smile as a feedback. So usually they learn it from parents or caregivers who do a lot of things to engage them. Part of what they do is smile at the baby. And in turn, the baby begins to mirror or to imitate what the parents are doing, which in time would develop into smiling as a means of communication. When this is established, sometimes it's the baby's turn to initiate the smiling as a way of initiating engagement with the parents. Again, so the initial thing is for parents to use smiling as a way of interaction, which the babies learn and in turn begin to use that as a way of interaction with the parents. Whatever babies learn, whatever they do, they learn from parents. Some of it is biological, but most of it is what they learn from parents and caregivers around them. And smiling is part of that. Social smiling is very important to me as a pediatrician, that whenever I see parents and their babies in my office, whenever the parents bring their newborns to my practice, usually at age 4 weeks or 2 months, part of the questions I ask is your baby smiling already? When I ask that, I get different answers from parents. Some of them will say that, oh yeah, he's smiling every time. He smiles all the time. And others will say, well, he's very serious. He's a very serious baby. I don't get any smile. So there is a range of answers when I ask parents about their baby's capacity to smile, to display a social smile. It ranges from, oh, he smiles all the time, to he smiles whenever I talk to him, whenever I tickle him, whenever I do some baby talk with him, to this particular baby does not smile. Part of my question will be, who makes the baby smile the most in the house? To that, there's a lot of competitions, especially if the siblings are there during their visit. Some of them will jump out and claim that they make the baby smile more. Usually there's one sibling in the family who makes the baby smile more. And mom is part of it too, that gets baby smile, especially moms who are very experienced. But siblings are very important in igniting that social smile capacity in newborns who are at the stage of smiling, who are about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and 12 weeks of age. I want to know, is your baby smiling? Who makes him smile the most? What do you do to make the baby smile the most? Those questions usually trigger a lot of answers and interactions between myself, the mother, the siblings. Everybody's chiming in, saying things they do to make baby smile, doing funny faces, tickling the baby. Igniting smile in the baby is a very important aspect of well-being, of social-emotional well-being of the child, of the infants, and it helps create a strong relationship between a baby and the caregivers and the siblings. So what is the significance of social smile in infants, early infants? By early infants, I mean infants who are about 6 weeks. What is the significance? What does it actually mean? What is the deeper meaning of a baby smiling back at you or smiling for you? What does it really mean? It means plainly that this baby is indicative of the baby's awareness of their surrounding, that the baby is aware of what is going on around them. This baby who is smiling is aware of their surrounding. So that's one thing. Another thing is indicative of baby's ability to hear and see, or but it doesn't happen in isolation. The baby will hear a voice that they recognize, see a face that they recognize, and take all that in, feed all that in their brain, and return it back to you as a smile. So there's a loop that goes from the caregivers and the siblings and whoever makes the baby smile. There's a loop that goes into the baby to create awareness. And there is a feedback which comes in form of smiling. This is deeper. This is deeper than just smiling. So social smile is deeper than what we see on the surface. It shows, at least grossly, the ability of the baby to be aware of the environment, be aware of who is interacting with them, recognize them, see them, hear them, and then process that in their brain and then provide a feedback, which is smiling. Since they can't talk, they can only smile, which is a great feedback that they are happy with you. Sometimes if you keep them smiling for a long time, it turns into crying because they're exhausted. I tell parents or siblings to kind of watch the baby, see how much they can tolerate this interaction between the family and the baby, how much the baby can tolerate, because sometimes babies tire very easily and want to be left alone. So you have to have the gauge right, gauge when the baby is ready to interact and when the baby is ready to be left alone. Also, the benefit of interactions through smile is this baby is engaging with everybody who is eliciting this social smile. A baby who is able to smile is a baby who is interacting with siblings, with mothers, with fathers, and it helps create strong bonding and also helps with brain development. I want parents to take advantage of this capacity of the baby to smile, to leverage it and use that as a way to engage their baby actively. Because the more you engage your baby, the more their brain develop. Social smile is a pathway through which babies and parents can engage actively and form strong relationships. As a pediatrician interested in infant mental health and childhood development, I'm always interested in baby's capacity to smile. And during a baby's newborn visit, I try to elicit that myself. Sometimes I succeed, other times I don't, because it depends on baby's mood at any particular time. But I actively try to elicit social smiling in babies that I see in my office. And how I do that is, especially when they come in at 2 months visit, which is a routine visit, what I do is I pick the baby up in my arms and lift the baby to close to my face with both arms, my arms on the baby's back and support their neck. So the baby is looking at me so that we have mutual gaze. So I'm looking at this baby and I am smiling. I am using all my baby talk, all my mother's baby talks, trying to engage the baby actively. And what happens is that most of the time, I am able to elicit some smiling in a baby when I do this. This thrills the parents when Dr. Enyoha is able to elicit smile in their babies in my office. It might take time. It might take about 2 minutes. It might take about 1 minute. But I consider this aspect of assessing a baby very important, that at every opportunity, I want to elicit that social smile in a baby, because it tells me a lot about the baby's well-being. And of course, it gives the parents an idea of how much importance I put on a baby's capacity to smile for me and smile in response to my overtures. This is a very important indication of a baby's well-being, a baby's happiness, a baby's social-emotional health, at least at this stage in development. Things might happen in the future, but at this particular time, a baby with a robust social smile is a baby that is on the right path to happiness and social-emotional health. Over time, as a baby gets older, from 6 weeks to 8 weeks to 10 weeks to 12 weeks, they begin to giggle and begin to laugh out loud as well. What about if a baby is not smiling? What about babies who don't smile? Like some of the parents would say that this baby is a serious baby. Well, it could be that this baby is not smiling for you at a particular time because the baby is fussy, or the baby is tired, or the baby wants to be left alone. Sometimes when I'm not able to elicit social smile in my office with all my tricks, the parents sometimes assure me that this baby smiles at home. I believe them. But the baby who's not smiling socially, a baby who's not smiling in response to caregivers' overtures or engagement, is the baby that has to be evaluated more to make sure, number one, that the baby vision is intact and baby's hearing is also intact, because the babies can have problem with hearing and seeing. If that is the case, they may not be responding to caregivers' overtures to make them smile. A baby who's not smiling at age 8 weeks or 10 weeks or 12 weeks is a baby that has to be evaluated further by a pediatrician and to determine if there's anything that's preventing a baby from perceiving situations, perceiving people around them, taking that in, processing it, and giving it back as a smile. That is very important. Some cultures don't put emphasis on trying to elicit smiles in babies, and therefore they don't teach that capacity for a baby to smile. So it could be a cultural thing that some cultures don't support social smiling because they're not in their baby's faces trying to elicit smiles, trying to teach them how to smile, and trying to encourage them how to smile. I would not completely say that when a baby is not smiling, there is a problem. No. What I'm saying is that that baby has to be investigated further. If a mom notices or dad notices that their baby is not smiling, not engaging in a social smile, and that this baby is very serious, like a grown man, that has to be checked out to make sure the baby's senses, especially the sense of vision, the sense of hearing, are intact. I would encourage parents to take that infant to their pediatrician to properly evaluate and determine why the baby is not responding to social smile and social overtures, especially if it is a family history of autism spectrum disorder or other developmental or speech impediment. That infant, that baby has to be evaluated as soon as possible. Finally, the most important thing to note here is that this capacity of the infant to smile socially starts very early at 6 weeks and ramps up when the baby is about 8 weeks and then 12 weeks. This is the critical age where parents should be attentive. Not when a baby is 5 months old or 6 months old or 9 months old. No. A baby who is 6 weeks old, 8 weeks old should have capacity to socially engage with a smile. And of course, crying and smiling and crying. Parents have to pay attention and also record. I want you to record the age at which your baby smile, because that could be important to the pediatricians when they're evaluating your baby in the future for any problems, for any developmental impediment, for any speech and language impediment. For autism, doctors will go back and ask you, at what age did your baby start smiling? Did you notice social smiling in your baby when the baby is 6 weeks, 8 weeks? So recording that is very important, and it gives the pediatricians a background of what had happened in the past. So thank you so much for listening to this very important topic, and please share this with your friends and family. I think it's a very important topic that people don't appreciate, and which I want to make very clear the importance, the significance of baby's capacity to smile and respond accordingly, especially with people they know and your caregivers. Thank you so much. Thank you.